zijn nog steeds het gebied van Tenet en Broadstairs. En ik sta voor het raam met Lee. Zij is van het Dickens House Museum in Broadstairs.
We see a beautiful view of the sea. We see the pier and this beautiful curve of golden sand. This is what Dickens loved about Broadstairs. And of course our pier there is a very old pier. And Dickens used to hold parties on it with his family and friends.
We are back in time because we are at the time of Dickens. And when we turn around, we can see a lot of things from that time.
These are all items that would have been used by ladies and gentlemen of the period. Apart from the little brooch there, which actually shows a picture of Dickens on it, which I don't think he would have approved of at all. These are things that a lady and gentleman could not have lived without. And I do hope you've got your hat iron ready for when you next go out. But we have glove stretchers and we have beautiful gloves. We have your little pocket torch there, but you have to light the candle to go in it.
What's this?
This is a little card book. It's like a little aid memoir.
It's for my cards, I think.
You can put your cards in it. I don't know whether you'd get your credit cards in there, but it was for calling cards mostly. You could write little notes because there's a little, should I say, ivory pencil, but it's well before the ivory watershed, so we won't be destroying that one. But it's very interesting because the only house he ever brought, Gadshill Place, just outside Rochester at Higham, when he died on June the 9th, 1870, exactly a month later, they actually auctioned off, and those are the auction catalogues where all his items, as you can see, objets d'art, the house, everything went. Been working with our London Museum. We've been doing sort of articles and we're looking into it more because we're trying to find some more Dickens furniture, but without provenance, it's almost impossible.